All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. This will be our last podcast for the week. We're going to be off Thursday and Friday, just letting everybody know, in case I forget at the end to tell you we're off Thursday, Friday. So everybody, I'm giving Aaron a day off. Finally, he never has a day off, so I'm giving him one day off. But anyway, appreciate you guys. Let me say to everybody in the chat, Clean Sanchez is on. Johnny F62 is on. Guitar Glenn's on. Veronica 18201 is on. Wait Away is on. Lady Vu is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Snag Dog is on. Wait Away is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Jenna Fogg is on. Scooter McGruder is on. Robin Aroni's on. Sexy Pony is on. Jim Brody is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Todd Supp is on. K4 VMS is on. Mike Griffith is on. Richard Perry is on. Keeper 1376 is on. DC941 is on. Conservative Warrior is on. Skunk 71 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Granite 2468 is on. LA 106 Times is on. Let me see who else here. D9597 is on. Lisa Kinzer's on. Biggie 926 is on. See if anybody else. That's pretty much gotten down to the bottom. All right, appreciate you guys. I'm going to just talk to you really briefly about the whole Diddy thing. Obviously acquitted on 3 out of the 5. Was convicted on 2 out of the 5 charges, I think it was. Something like, he's convicted on the least serious of all charges. Not found guilty on the racketeering charges, on the RICO statute charges, on the basically sex trafficking charges. Was found guilty of basically trading in prostitution, basically being a pimp, which what he did was is legal in, actually in the state of Nevada. That's the truth, by the way. But anyway, so he was pretty much found innocent on all of the serious charges. Now, we all know what this is about. We all know what P. Diddy was all about. And it's not something I talk about very much. It's just a storyline that I chose not to involve myself in or deep dive into. Really, the reason why is it really just didn't interest me that much. But anyway, I know little bits about it. I couldn't name one of the major players in it outside of P. Diddy himself, except for one person, and that would be the person that's in charge of this prosecution. The person that's in charge of this prosecution, as well as the Ghislaine Maxwell case, and all cases Epstein, worked for James Dunahee, the person who that was the head of the New York field office, obviously in New York City, that had to be raided by the FBI. So you had an FBI office being raided by the FBI. So Pam Bondi, Cash Patel actually had to raid that office to get all of the Epstein files, which while I brought that up, Aaron, flight log out today?
No.
Still not out. Okay, no, just want to check. No. But anyway, so it's kind of strange that nothing has been released. Remember how Pam Bondi, and maybe nobody ever holds anybody accountable outside of us. And I mean, all of us that are part of this podcast and you know, the other podcasts like Alex Jones and people, Bannon, people like that. Didn't she say it was all on her desk? I mean, literally 100 days ago?
Yeah.
It was right there on the cusp. And nobody's ever gone back to her and said a word. And the reason why they're doing that is because they're protecting people, which makes you a Democrat. If you are running from the truth for expedient purposes, for beneficial purposes, you yourself are a principleless hack. You yourself are a disingenuous, dishonest person. It's as simple as that, because the Epstein files need to be released. And the reason why I don't ever bring, the reason why I only bring up the flight log is because there's no victims on the flight log. So why has that not been released? I mean, it's very simple. The flight log has been sitting with little Tricky Dicky Durbin for a long, long time now. And by the way, it isn't even with Dicky Durbin anymore. It's with the majority in the Senate. And by the way, that's us. And it still hasn't been released yet. I'm just curious. Why has it not been released? I remember. And why is Marsha Blackburn not talking about it anymore? She was talking about it all the time when Tricky Dicky Durbin had it. But now that Johnny Thune has it, and there's nothing's being discussed. It's not being brought up. It's almost as if there's Republicans in the Epstein file, which there is, of course. It doesn't mean that you committed a crime because you're in the Epstein files. Trump is in the Epstein files. Elon knew what he was saying. Elon knew that he was not implicating Trump in felonious crimes or, you know, child sex crimes. He knew he wasn't, but he knows that Trump is in there. And Elon never should have said that. And he never should have said a couple of things he said. And Trump shouldn't have said some of the stuff he said about Elon now, especially. And the feud has continued on, by the way, going spilling into today. But anyway, so with this, the person that's in charge of this case, of the P. Diddy case, Sean Combs, the Ghislaine Maxwell case, and all cases relating to Jeffrey Epstein is who? Maureen Comey. Maureen Comey, the daughter of James Comey. And you see, just so everybody knows, and we all know what the Diddy case is. It's the same thing as Epstein. It's the exact same thing. It's a honeypot entrapment scheme. It's a honeypot entrapment operation run by the CIA and run by the by Mossad and probably by the State Department. That's just a fact. I mean, we all know that. And what happens with these cases is that obviously anybody who is engaged in the enterprise, for lack of a better term, of sex trafficking anything or anybody, and P. Diddy was allegedly sex trafficking kids, men, and women, and engaged in a lot of the activity himself. It's all alleged and everything else. The case against him was purposely weak, and I'll tell you why that is in a minute. And it was. It was a weak case put on purpose to be weak. Because what happens with these people, whether it's Epstein or P. Diddy, they're pervs themselves. I mean, I'll just be flat out honest with you. I would never want, if I was unsaved and you put me in charge of Pornhub, I'm in trouble. Any guy who's put in charge of Pornhub is in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're not going to sample the product. I mean, maybe some stalwarts out there has never watched porn. I've watched lots of porn in my life, turned from the sin, but I'm just telling you, the thing is, I mean, you just can't, it's hard to resist. Now, I'm not talking about diddling kids or anything like that. Obviously, everybody needs to obviously resist that. But I'm just talking about anything, because Epstein was not only diddling kids, he was diddling barely legal kids. They are still kids also. So, and then entrapping them into having sex with important people. You know, I hate to even talk about them in their terms because they're not important people. They're squids. But I'm just saying that she would, people who have powerful people, I guess would be the better term, because they're certainly not important. But anyway, so what happens with these guys is they're pervs themselves. I mean, we all know that Diddy was engaging in homosexual sex. Diddy was engaging in cuck-style sex. I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, I won't say cuck from the pulpit, but it was cuck-style sex. He's paying men. He's paying male prostitutes to have sex with his girlfriend. She testified to that under oath in watching. So he's into it. So these guys are eventually going to go off the rails. Now, they're running an op for Mossad, and they're running an op for the CIA, because who hasn't been at a P. Diddy party that's influential? Everybody. Everybody is. And basically, they lure you in. They get you drugged. Obviously, a lot of baby oil involved. People that were celebrating his acquittals today were actually on the streets bathing themselves in oil. I mean, talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, we're way worse than Sodom and Gomorrah ever were. And we're lucky that we're not all statues of salt. But anyway, so eventually these guys who run these ops for Mossad and for CIA to entrap people, because it's all about this whole world. And I have to be real careful, because I'm not going to get to anything if I go on this montage too long. But this whole world is a complete mirage. And that's why I hope you did watch on Sunday morning at the church, because I spoke about spirit of the world versus the Holy Spirit. That's really all this is. And if you're ever dealing with the world, you better be real careful about putting your heart into it. You know, like even like MAGA. I'm not putting my heart into MAGA. I'm not going to do it. And I mean, I certainly learned a big lesson a week ago dealing with the neocon MAGA morons. You know, you're against Trump, so you're fake MAGA. Yeah, you know what? Just shove it, moron. Okay, you're an idiot. You understand nothing. You just understand Donald Trump gave you a command. You bend over, spread your butt cheeks, and take it up the rear end. That's what you should go to a freakout party for Trump. Because that's what you are. I mean, that's what you are. So anyway, and I love Trump. I mean, you're going to hear me sing his praises here in a minute. But anyway, these guys who run these Mossad CIA ops to honeypot people and to entrap people and to leverage people, basically to extort people. They got, why would Sean Combs have a video camera in every single room of his home? A multi-million dollar mansion. Every single room had a high dollar 4D camera. Taking pictures. I'm not taking pictures. I'm so antiquated in my speech, but filming, that's not even right. Videoing, whatever the verbiage is. Aaron, jump in whenever you can. But I'm like, whatever it is. So filming, everything that's in there. So why would he do that? Because they get an important person and they want to use them in Democratic Party campaigns. But here's my thing. Everything's a fake. It really is. I mean, if COVID was a fake, do you not think World War II was too? I mean, really, do you believe everything you're hearing out of World War II anymore? You shouldn't, because it's, I mean, you deep dive into World War II and you deep dive into we knew the codes before the Pearl Harbor attack and purposely got all of our carriers out of there because they knew Pearl Harbor was going to attack. And Winston Churchill and FDR met days before to discuss this is the way to get us into the war. Gulf of Tonkin into Vietnam, USS Liberty so that we would attack Egypt, but the Liberty didn't go down. That was orchestrated by Mossad and LBJ. And you know, people just believe these, that every World War, have you ever looked at the history of World War I? It's a bunch of cousins fighting each other using pawns, old men that know each other using old young men who don't know each other to fight each other for their own political, none of them ever die. I mean, you get the rare ones that die. And by the way, it's absolutely true. It's even in our government, Operation Paperclip, that Adolf Hitler lived out the rest, died about 1964 in Argentina. It's really established fact. And the skull that they have to this day in Moscow that they claim is Hitler, they've already acknowledged that it's not. The Russians have. That it's not Hitler, that it's actually a female skull. That's a proven fact, by the way. So everything's a freaking lie. I mean, it really is. It lies by people who profit off of it because the love of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. That's really what it's all about. People trying to make profit. And by profit, it means anything. It means profit in leverage, profit in power. But it really does all come back. They want the leverage and they want the power for the money. That's why Ted Cruz prostrates himself before Israel and before AIPAC. You saw in the pregame is primarily funded by OnlyFans. Everybody hear that? I mean, it's all a freaking fraud. Go ahead, dude. But Trump said to bomb Iran, so we're going to go there and bomb them. We're going to kill all those people. Yeah, you aren't going. They're going to send Will to do it. You aren't going. You're just a scaredy cat, little light beer drinking moron who sits in front of his screen waiting for his military updates from General Milley. That's who you are, okay? You're an idiot. You're going to send Will to go fight a war for you that you're too cowardly to fight. But you'll sit there back and go, well, if I was Will, I'd have done it this way. You're 500 pounds and live on beer and Twinkies. Give me a break. I mean, everything's a freaking fraud. It really is. That's why when you have something real come in, and I don't agree with everything Trump does, obviously. You're going to hear me talk about the big, beautiful bill in a second. But he does a lot of great things. Every other politician does no great things. And you're just mitigating the damage that they do, whether it's Herbert Walker Bush, whether it's W. We know Clinton's a pile of trash. We knew Hussein and Biden are a pile of trash. But then we vote for these other. I mean, how many of you voted for Romney? Put your hand in the air because you know you did. And I'm disgusted with myself for voting for him. And I pretty much can tell you right now, I'm done voting for people like that. I'm done. I'm going to see what the next election is. I'm not doing it. I'm not voting for another Romney. I'll vote for Trump. Trump somehow is able to run again in 2028. I'm voting for Trump because he's better than anything, any other possibility. He's better. Any other option. So back to these cases. So what's going on with this? It's just another giant fraud. It's run by Maureen Comey. It's all a circuit. I don't like to call them Illuminati because it gives them almost too much credit. It's just a globalist, elitist cabal of people like Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI. And I bet you if it was tracked back when Comey was at the FBI, he was probably meeting with or was at Davos or was doing a Zoom call into Davos. Why would our FBI director be in Davos, Switzerland, at the WEF? Is there a bunch of people, and there's little mini WEFs too, like our own Congress and Senate. They're really just mini WEFs. Who are a bunch of people that believe they are the Illuminati. And by that, they believe, I'm not talking about the mystical Illuminati. I'm talking about practical Illuminati. They just think they're better than everybody else. That they come together in a synergistic mindset that's above Will, above me, and above Aaron, and above you. And that melding together is above all the rest of us. That's what Ted Cruz thinks. That's why he's such an idiot. Really. Oh, I was told. That if you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed. Oh, where did you get that from, Ted? I don't know. I mean, talking about being destroyed for lack of knowledge. So what happens in these cases is that it's controlled by Maureen Comey. She actually purposely, you don't think that enough to put P. Diddy away for the rest of his life? They absolutely did. They had plenty to put him away for the rest of his life. They purposely put on a weak case. Because what happens with these guys, eventually they taste their own product. So they're hired by, they're funded by Mossad, by CIA, so that they can entrap these influential people, so that these influential people do what the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist, what I call the Illuminati, that's what they want them to, they entrap them so that these influential people vote the way they want them to vote, talk the way they want them to talk. You will call a girl a guy a girl. You will not call abortion murder, even though it is. You're not going to do any of those things. You're going to do exactly what we tell you to do. Because we have you on film being anally raped by another man. That's a fact. Okay? So that's the whole thing. Or you're willingly participating in anal sex with a man. Or you have you on video having sex with a 15-year-old. Prince Andrew, 17-year-old with them. But anyway, so I'm just saying that's what they do. So Prince Andrew now has control for the rest of his life. He's going to be Mr. Climate Change. He's gonna be Mr. CBDC. He's gonna be Mr. Social Credit System. He's gonna usher in just like his daddy's controlled. He's gonna be controlled now. That's what they do. So you know, some of the like Prince William, they're kind of a Puritan. They haven't really got a hold of him yet, although he's just naturally an idiot himself. He's just already a globalist leftist without having to be entrapped. So anyway, so they get these people, they get them on video, and they've got them honeypotted, and they've got them controlled, they've got them extorted for the leveraged for the rest of their lives. They've got them. I mean, seriously. I mean, let's all ask ourselves a question: if we were on video with some guy having at us, okay, they've got it on video with some male prostitute that he trafficked in to one of his freakout parties, and you're like drugged, and some guy's having at you. And they've got it on videotape, and your wife doesn't know about it, your kids don't know about it, and you're a movie star with a macho image, and you lose everything, or a politician, and you're some guys having at you from the rear end. So they've got you honeypotted. But the problem is with these guys like Diddy and like Epstein, they get involved themselves. So eventually they go over the line. They get publicly reported, so they send in the FBI. And the FBI, don't worry, Aaron, the FBI goes in and collects all the evidence.
Oh.
Just like they did with Epstein. And then they refused to actually give it to a legitimate leader of the FBI, hopefully, Cash Patel. Refused to give it over. Isn't that weird that James Dunahy, he has bagpipes playing when he leaves the office, celebrating himself? That's a fact. You know, with his family there, and he's got the perfect haircut. He looks like the quintessential FBI agent. He's a corrupt, worm, disgusting, repulsive human being. Piece of crap. So that's who James Dennehy is, just like Comey, just like all the rest of them that we can name that we've seen throughout the years, Schrock and Page and all the rest of them. So eventually these guys go off the rails. So they have to be reined in because they're going to publicly expose the honey trap operation, the entrapment operation. So they come in and they quote unquote prosecute them. Right now, people are publicly bidding for Ghislaine Maxwell to be pardoned by Trump, which Roger Stone said was the stupidest thing that anybody could possibly do. That's actually, people are actually lobbying Trump to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Oh, wait, could that be AIPAC, whose number one funder is OnlyFans? That's kind of weird, isn't it? Huh. Isn't that weird?
Weird.
It's just kind of odd. It's all, so you got a lot of, you have a lot of weird sexual perversion coming out of Israel, and Mossad runs these Epstein operations? That's strange. I mean, I guess it's Aaron. It's coincidence. Yeah. I mean,
Of course.
I mean, I know there's. It's basically undeniable, but it's coincidence, and that's what we're all supposed to believe.
Yeah.
Just like Pearl Harbor was coincidence. Gulf of Tonkin was, coincidence, right? COVID-19, funded by the United States government, funded by Anthony Fauci to Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance and Bill Gates, and they all had the vaccines and the vaccine patents prior to the outbreak. But it came from a pangolin in the wet market 1,000 miles south of Wuhan. That's what you have to believe if you believe World War II is legit. It's not legit. Vietnam War is not legit. Korean War is not legit. It's all lies. It's all lies because it's the spirit of the world. We have not been given the spirit of the world. We've been given the spirit of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:12. That way we may understand that which God has freely given us. So you can have full revelation. To you, it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God if you're saved, Mark 4:11. And what happens is when you're able to understand this, even things that are, well, it's conservative, so it must be right. No, people leverage conservatism to usher in evil. to usher in their own profit. People do that all the time. All these various MAGA sites, they're only MAGA because they can profit off of it. If they knew they could make money off of, not saying all of them, I'm just saying some of them, if they knew they could make money, because you see these people, whether it's the Drudge Report, trying to think of some other names that have switched over through. I can't remember the names anymore because I don't pay attention to them anymore. But there's other ones that used to be conservative, like Bill Kristol, and various other. I mean, they'll come to my mind as National Review. These former conservative commentators, former conservative punditry sites, whatever you want to call them. They switch over to being anti-Trump. Why? Because they believe it's expedient for them to do so. They never were conservative. They're fakes. And that's why you can't say, oh, I trust in conservatism or I trust in Trump. No, you have to trust in the one who does not change like the shifting shadows, James 1:17. And that is God Almighty through his son, Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what you have to believe because everything else is shifting shadows, including Trump, including conservatism. Including people's belief in the Constitution. That wavers too. Depending on, people believe in the Constitution until it no longer financially benefits them to do so. Then they'll go, you know what? It would financially benefit me and my state if we banned certain types of speech, like they're doing right here in Florida. You can't own a Palestinian flag in the state of Florida. I mean, you should be able to listen. I don't like anti-Semitism as much as anybody else. I don't like any anti-anything based on religion or sex or race or anything. I don't like any of that. You know why? Because it's just ignorance. It's just ignorance. All right? I don't like any anti-anything based on nonsense. It's just garbage. But you should be able to say, if you want to be ignorant, you should be able to be ignorant. And again, if you cross the defamation line, you cross the defamation line, that's a civil offense. To make it illegal to speak out against Israel, to make it illegal to speak out against Christianity, to make it illegal to speak out against Islam, then you might as well go ahead and be Saudi Arabia. You might as well go ahead and be Iran, the country you just wanted to bomb. So anyway, these guys go off the rails. They end up being prosecuted. And because they're going to expose the operation, because there's too many witnesses, because they were stupid, because they're sampling their own product. So that's what happened. They put it, all these cases go under Maureen Comey, every one of them. And she puts on a crappy prosecution so that the person that, because they want P. Diddy to spend a little time in prison then for it to fade away so that nobody knows. And guess what else that does? Keeps them quiet. Jeffrey Epstein, it got to the place where, oh, Aaron, don't worry, though, because Dan Bongino and Cash Patel said there's no way that that Epstein was anything else but a suicide.
Oh,
okay. Like it was not a murder because they read the file.
Got it.
So don't worry. They read the file written by Christopher Wray's FBI.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Christopher Wray's FBI, who we just found out did a major cover-up of the Chinese effort to purchase, and acquire hundreds of thousands, in my opinion. They caught 20,000. They found 20,000, but I believe it's hundreds of thousands of Chinese driver's licenses that they were issuing for people to vote. And Christopher Wray covered that up, but we're supposed to believe his file on Epstein. I mean, imagine how stupid you have to be to believe any of these people. It's all a lie. Just say, if you ever have any questions, harken back to COVID. Everything's a lie. They came out and said it had a 3% death rate. No, it had a 0.1% death rate. Came out and said masks worked. Masks don't work. COVID particle is 0.06 to 0.14 microns. No mask on earth blocks that outside of a bio suit. So everyone wears masks. Because you get N95s. N95 starts blocking particles at 0.3, three times the size of the largest COVID particle. So they don't work either. And the countries with the worst COVID rates are the ones who had N95s on were fully vaccinated with the worst death rates. Told you that the vaccine worked. Then you need to get another one. Now it's up to 12. You believe any of these people? I don't believe a word they say. So I just wanted to give you that brief little 27-minute update on Combs before I ever got to anything. So that's where I stand on it. Maureen Comey purposely submarined the case like she did with Ghislaine Maxwell, like she has with these other Epstein cases. Somehow, credit Alex Jones on this, somehow out of, I don't know, 10,000 federal prosecutors, she gets every single Epstein or Epstein honeypot related case. Isn't that weird? That's Maureen Comey, and every single case is horrifically put on. Why was it? I mean, think about Ghislaine Maxwell. Why can't we see the client list? To this day, I always ask Aaron for the flight log. Those are two different things. Nothing. We can't, still to this day, can't see it. Isn't that weird? And everyone will just believe these people. I've heard somebody say recently, well, then, you know what? If you really don't know, what you do is default to what the government tells you. If I don't know, I'm defaulting to what the Lord tells me. Yeah. I'm going to ask him and he'll tell me where to go. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Let's go to the big, beautiful bill. So here, Carly Bonet video, Mind the Right Spot.
Yes, sir.
Carly Bonet video. And then I just have to show you this. This is where all of our money goes. I'm not even going to intro this video very much, but it's Democrats asking for the same thing over and over again and being denied over and over again. This is where all of our money goes. Play for me.
Snap.
The gentlelady from North Carolina has not yielded for that purpose, and therefore the unanimous consent request cannot be entertained. Gentleman from Massachusetts.
Mr. Speaker, I yield to the gentlewoman from Texas, Ms. Fletcher, for the purpose of a unanimous consent request.
Gentlelady from Texas is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to amend the rule to make in order the amendment at the desk that protects against any cuts to Medicaid and SNAP.
The gentlelady of North Carolina has not yielded for that purpose, and therefore the unanimous consent request cannot be entertained. Gentleman from Massachusetts.
Mr. Speaker, I yield to the gentleman from New York, Mr. Tonko, for the purpose of a unanimous consent request.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to amend the rule to make in order the amendment at the desk that protects against any cuts to Medicaid and SNAP.
The gentlelady from North Carolina has not yielded for that purpose, and therefore the unanimous consent request cannot be entertained. Gentleman from Massachusetts.
Mr. Speaker, I am proud to yield to the gentlewoman from Massachusetts, Ms. Presley, for the purpose of a unanimous consent request.
I ask unanimous consent to amend the rule to make in order the amendment at the desk that protects against any cuts to Medicaid and SNAP.
The gentlelady from North Carolina has not yielded for that purpose, and therefore the unanimous consent request cannot be entertained. Gentleman from Massachusetts.
Mr. Speaker, parliamentary inquiry.
Gentleman of state is inquiry.
Does one Republican member have the power to block an amendment to protect Medicaid and SNAP?
Yes.
The manager of the pending resolution would have to yield for any such amendment.
Well, that kind of seems like a silly rule. But anyway, Mr. Speaker, I yield to the gentlewoman from New York, Ms. Gillen, for the purpose of unanimous consent request.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to amend the rule to make in order the amendment at the desk that protects against any cuts to Medicaid and to SNAP.
Gentlelady from North Carolina has not yielded for that.
So we are a country, $37 trillion in debt. Those people barely come to work. They're about to go on their summer recess as if they're fourth graders. And this is what they do all day long. They go up and make a request that isn't even applicable to the moment over and over and over again. This is what we pay them for. I mean do you, everybody realize that every one of those idiots walking up to that podium, every one of them has a staff paid for by you. They get driven around. They have security all paid for by you. We do not send our best. It's just like, it really is equivalent to the Cuban boat lift where Castro sent all of his worst to the beaches of Miami. That's what we send up to Congress. I mean, I don't know how any of these people, like I'm proud of our congressman here where in my district here, Greg Stubbe. He does a good job. I'm proud of him. But I don't, honestly, in some of these districts, I don't know how they send this absolute refuse up to Washington, D.C. I mean, these are idiot people. Did you see Iona Presley? What an idiot. I mean, going up there over and over and over again. They got the staffs. They got the security. They got guns and walls you aren't allowed to have. Drivers. They have, I believe they have a bar. They have a nursery. They have everything in the Capitol for themselves, in the House. And the Senate. And this is what they do all day. Look at this. Put the next one up for me. Well, Daily Caller tweet. So here's what Hakeem Jeffries says. Can you imagine if a Republican did this? Hakeem Jeffries standing there with a baseball bat. Hakeem Jeffries captioned this. House Democrats will keep the pressure on Trump's one big ugly bill with a baseball bat in his hand. But, and then in the same sentence, he will say that the number one threat, the most violent threat to America's white people. The most violent threat to America is white supremacist terrorists, as he sits there with a baseball bat in his hand. He'll say the greatest threat to America is conservatism. The greatest threat to America are MAGA people, as he sits there with a baseball bat in his hand. I mean, these are just repulsive human beings. I have to show you this next one, Daily Caller video, because this is the Democratic Doctors Caucus, and it's absolutely hysterical as they stand there with their sign that says Democratic Doctors Caucus, saying that they're impartial. This has nothing to do with politics, as the Democratic Doctors Caucus, because they're talking about, of course, Medicaid being cut out of the big, beautiful bill. It's one of the beautiful parts. There are many beautiful parts of the big, beautiful bill, and there are flat out coyote ugly parts of the big, beautiful bill. One of the big, beautiful parts of the big, beautiful bill is the 1.4 million people being cut off of Medicaid. That's a great thing. Or is it a billion? I can't remember. Oh, no, it's got to be a million. I mean, or I can't remember the numbers now. I just lost the numbers. But anyway, 1.4 something. Aaron, look that up for me. Would you? I want to make sure I get that right. 1.4 big beautiful bill Medicaid. Just put 1.4 Medicaid. It'll pop right up. But anyway, just want to make sure I get that right. But anyway, so this is
million.
What is it?
Million.
1.4 million people being kicked off. Right. Thought I got it right. But anyway, I just want to make sure. But anyway, so that's what they're talking about. The only problem is the only people that are included in that 1.4 million are people who are able to work, that are laying at home, who feel sad, and seriously, and illegals. That's it. And then people like the nonpartisan Democratic Doctors Caucus, they will tell you that it's our fellow citizens. Or no, they'll camouflage it by saying our neighbors or our fellow United States residents. So the rest of them are illegals that are included in the 1.4 million that are being kicked off of Medicaid. And then they'll say that these things, they're not even receiving Medicaid money. Is that true? Absolutely not. What they're receiving the money from are NGOs funded by Medicaid so that the Democratic Doctors Caucus can say that it's not Medicaid money. So what it is like, say, Medicaid will fund the, medical help center. And that's where the illegals go. And then they'll say, we didn't get any Medicaid money. Just like Alvin Bragg said, he got no Soros money. No, he didn't get money from Soros. He got money from Soros, from a Soros-funded PAC. It's just all freaking lies. It's disgusting. But anyway, I want you to see, look how the press responded. This is a press conference. Look how the press responded to this Daily Caller video. Play for me.
Are the doctors talking? We just care for people. And let me be clear. The big, ugly betrayal bill will hurt people. You cannot cut $1 trillion in healthcare and not devastate our healthcare community. This is not fiscal responsibility. It's a smash and grab robbery of our healthcare system to give billionaires tax breaks. And while we're here, let's do some back to the napkin math and talk about what $1 trillion really could do.
To show you this, I know it's kind of stupid, but it's funny because they're saying this is not a partisan issue. But we are, and she emphasized, but we are the Democratic Doctors Caucus, but we're nonpartisan. It's like all the nonpartisan NGOs that are completely and totally staffed by Democrats that are totally and completely partisan. But anyway, so I just wanted to show this is a press conference. They called a press conference. Look at the participation from the press. And then you see, because the press honestly doesn't care about their cause. They allege that their cause is that rural hospitals are going to be underfunded now. Not true. Not true. It has nothing to do with that. It all has to do with illegals not getting money because that they're not due because they have no rights inside the United States. And even if you do have rights in the United States, look at, there's one microphone on them. See it? The one to the left. That's it. It's probably them. And Will brought up a very valuable point. I guarantee you we're paying them to be there right now. I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you that we're paying those, five doctors about, who probably make $300,000 to $1 million a year. We're paying them to stand there and give a press conference on Capitol Hill at $500 an hour. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. All right, let's get to the transgender war. So Donald Trump, what did he accomplish today? Another huge Trump win. huge Trump win. And even when I hit the big, beautiful bill, there's huge wins inside of the big, beautiful bill. You know, biggest tax cut really ever. I mean, the economy is booming. If Jerome Powell's out of the way, it'd be one of the greatest economies ever. Trump will bring in record revenue. He says that it will offset the debt and deficits. We will see. And if it does, I'll be the first one to acknowledge it and say that I was wrong. But this is just huge. I mean, yes, we all know Trump put out the EO several months ago where he said, you know what? If you're going to have men playing in women's sports, you're not going to receive any federal dollars. That actually kicked in today. What is today, Aaron? July 2nd?
Yeah.
July 2nd. It kicked in today. So everybody knows we better get our house in order. Because, I mean, everyone needs to realize that whether it's states getting Medicaid money, whether it's these colleges and universities, even Harvard has a $53 billion endowment, they're all funded by us. Everything's funded by us. Everything's a lie. Everything's a lie. Your enemies are funded by you. Sadly, unbeknownst to us, but they are funded. You and I funded the LA riots. We funded them. We funded the BLM riots. We funded the murder of 32 people during the BLM riots, the Summer of Love. We funded all of that. You and I did. We fund the sex trafficking coming into the country through Jewish and Catholic family services. We do it. It's all a lie. So these people, when they know the federal dollars aren't going to come in anymore, they know that it's over for them, especially colleges like Penn University, University of Pennsylvania, with a Penn Biden Center, all that crap. They know it's over. So Riley Gaines puts out today, UPenn has agreed. Not only did UPenn, I mean, UPenn should now be called U Bend Over. Because, man, they caved. How are you a institution? I really don't have any respect for them. Because how are you an institution that believed in trans rights 5 minutes ago, and now you're doing this? All because of the love of money. It's amazing. And I saw it during COVID. People would do anything to keep their $32,000 a year job. Anything. They'll wear 2 masks, 3 masks, 10 vaccinations, stand 6 feet apart, close their churches, close their business, no longer attend church, watch Zoom services, quarantine themselves, whatever it may be. They would do all of those things. Lockdown, they'll do anything. They'll pimp it all to keep their $32,000 a year job, because that's how people are in Penn University of Pennsylvania is no different. And none of these other, all these other institutions will bow also. And I'm glad they're bowing to Trump, but I have no respect for him. I mean, listen to this, UPenn has agreed, that's where Leah Thomas swam, has agreed to right its wrongs. Riley Gaines swam for Kentucky, but she swam against a UPenn swimmer right there, of course, being Leah Thomas, true name, Billy, still fully penised and dates women. He claims to go back and forth, but he dates women. So like I always said, he had the ultimate game going, didn't he? So he gets to sit there and watch naked female swimmers get undressed and dressed and date them. Now, he didn't actually date the swimmers, but he dated females. That's the racket this guy's got going. This guy's done nothing to make himself a female. His interview's next. I've got a little interview with him next. He's fully man. He's fully penis man, bouncing around in the pool, you know, swimming with women. I mean, he's a giant, too. He's like 6'4". All right, UPenn has agreed to right its wrongs, restore records to the rightful female athletes, and issue an apology to the women impacted by the man they allowed to compete as women. Plus, he has to relinquish all of his trophies and awards, and he's now been disqualified from those events. But the problem is, all those women who maybe could have made the last slot on an Olympic team or a pre-Olympic team or some other international event, they never get that back. Were they going to? They have a time machine. They don't get because he cost people. Because if he took first place or third place, whatever. Most of course, he was busy setting all the female records. But those women who lost out on maybe the last chance, because maybe there was 7 slots on an international team for an international swim meet. Because there's all, I don't know, like Pan American Games, all the different. I don't know. I haven't paid attention to, you know, quote unquote Olympic or amateur athletics, even though they let pros can participate in them now. I don't pay attention to them anymore because it's also leftist. Everything's rainbow flags. So I don't pay attention to them anymore. But he costs people. They can't get their college careers back. They're already moved on. Riley Gaines is married about to have a baby. She cost him. Like I think that picture right there, I cut it off. That's the only way I could fit it in. But I believe it's her standing next to him in second place after he won and probably set a female record in the victory, quote unquote, you know, victory. So anyway, that's a good thing. It's great. I'm glad UPenn is doing it, but they're only doing it because of money. They're just repulsive, disgusting, horrible people. I wish that I could use profanity because that's what they deserve, but I can't. All right, so let me show you this. Colin Rugg video. Trans UPenn swimmer Leah Thomas will be stripped of his titles. Play for me.
They're like, oh, we respect Leah as a woman, as a trans woman, whatever. We respect her identity. We just don't think it's fair. You can't really have that sort of half support where you're like, oh, I respect her as a woman here, but not here. They're using the guise of feminism to sort of push transphobic beliefs. And I think a lot of people in that camp sort of carry an implicit bias against trans people, but don't want to, I guess, fully manifest or speak that out. And so they try to just play it off as this sort of half support.
They think about how twisted feminism, quote unquote, feminism has become. Their arguments, you know, in order to exclude anybody in the trans category, you have to reduce women to reproductive capacity, which is, in my opinion, extremely anti-feminist. I don't want to put those women down either. And I know you don't want to either, because I see pain. I see pain, and the pain is coming from somewhere. It's not you, though. It's the patriarchy. And how can we get people to see that?
They're like, oh,
so much pain in all these rich Americans. So much pain for all these Americans to do basically whatever they want, whenever they want, compared to all the rest of the world. So much pain going on. And how is that a woman? How in the world can any human being ever assess that that is a woman? Imagine being a Democrat in 2025, and you have to listen to this interview of this fully penised man who dates women, claiming to be a woman, which I guess would make him a lesbian. And as a Democrat, you have to espouse virtue to that, and you have to buy in and participate in the delusions of Billy William Thomas, calling himself Leah. What an absolute joke. But good thing is he's now removed off of, you know, the public spectrum. He is gone. Thank goodness we don't talk about him anymore. All of his records are gone. I mean, he held female records, and this is going on all over the country right now in left-hard states. All right, let's go on. Hey, finally getting to some vaccine stuff. I have to show you this. Leading Report tweet. Breaking, Pfizer has extended the completion date. What a shock! What a shock! Pfizer has extended the completion date of its study on the risk of heart inflammation, myocarditis, pericarditis, in individuals under 21. It's extended its study, Aaron. Mm. Who received its COVID-19 mRNA vaccine results are now expected in 2030.
Ridiculous.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, so they've extended it now. So they've basically given themselves their own indemnity again. So then we're not going to know, obviously, because they wanted their vaccine trial data suppressed and made confidential and sequestered for 75 years. They wanted that. They wanted to keep all of that quiet. And now they don't want their completion. They don't want anybody to know the results of their study about how their vaccine causes myo and pericarditis. It's now been extended for another 5 years. So by that time, nobody will care about it anymore. That's what they hope. I will still be caring about it, and I will still be talking about it. Because you cannot forget these atrocities. Go, Aaron.
You think it's weird that it's 2030, like the Agenda 2030, no, the UN thing?
Yeah, really? Well, Aaron, it's all it's coincidence, okay? Got to start believing it. It's all coincidence and relax, okay? I mean, all of us conspiracy theorists, we're just right 100% of the time.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, speaking of being right 100% of the time, RFK Jr. exposes the CDC's alleged cover-up. By the way, this is completely and totally factual. I showed the video on this. It was long, but I showed the whole thing. Cover-up of a 1999 study led by Thomas Verstraeten, revealing a 135% higher autism risk in children vaccinated with hepatitis B in their first 30 days compared to unvaccinated peers. Do you realize right now that what they're wanting to do with COVID-19 vaccinations with newborns? They are set to get three right when they're born. Three COVID-19 vaccinations when you're born. For a virus that has no chance of ever adversely affecting them. But they're going to give them three vaccinations for it. But anyway, so back to the autism. Autism risk in children vaccinated with hepatitis B in their first 30 days compared to their unvaccinated peers. Claims CDC manipulated data. This is all 100% true. You can pull this up. I'll have to see if I can find it again. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, it's 100% true. It's a deep dive, and it was done by mainstream media. Because back then, mainstream media had some credibility at that point, you know, 25, 30 years ago. claims CDC manipulated data through 5 iterations to hide the link using tactics like excluding other children and stratifying data. Over 100 external studies reportedly support a vaccine autism connection. Play for me.
None of those studies did what you would want, what you would do if you wanted to find the answer, which is to compare outcomes in a fully vaccinated group to health outcomes in an unvaccinated group. And CDC did that study in 1999. They brought in a team of scientists under a Belgian researcher named Thomas Verstraeten, and they looked at the data. They looked at children who had received the hepatitis vaccine within the first 30 days of life and compared those children to children who had received the vaccine later or not at all. And they found an 1,135% elevated risk of autism among the vaccinated children. And it shocked them. They kept the study secret, and then they manipulated it through 5 different iterations to try to bury the link. And, you know, we know how they did it. They got rid of all the older children, essentially, and just had younger children who were too young to be diagnosed. And they stratified the data, and they did a lot of other tricks. And all of those studies were the subject of that kind of trickery. And so what we're going to do now, and meanwhile, the external literature is showing, you know, over 100 studies that show that there indicate that there is a link.
And now you know why Pfizer is extending the completion of their myocarditis study, that the results of their myocarditis study, the impact of their vaccine causing myocarditis, is so that they can do the little manipulations that were done here by the CDC. And the CDC is basically merged with Pfizer. They're all merged. It's fascism. We all know that. Not necessarily with Pfizer particularly, but certainly with Moderna, because the CDC and Moderna share their patents and their researchers and their research dollars. But anyway, I mean, how big of a deal is it? I mean, your kid's just 1,100% more likely to get autism if they get a hepatitis B vaccination. But they made sure that they left out. What they do I went over through these studies with the vaccine trials and everything else. What they basically do is they get data that's non-beneficial to them and simply take it out. They just take it right out of the study and then find a cohort somehow that backs up what they're saying. I mean, what they want it to say. That's what they do. So it's all just lies and manipulation, which is why they didn't want their vaccine developmental data out in the public for 75 years. Because that's what they do. I mean, again, when you just look at the COVID-19 vaccine data when it comes to pregnant women, where 28 out of 32 women miscarried who were vaccinated. And they called that a vaccine side effect that was naturally resolved. So they just eliminated it as a negative side effect. Do you ever see that right there? Did everybody see that? That's what they do. It's all lies. It's not even obfuscations. It is bold-faced lies. It's the same thing here. Now, I just want to I'm showing this video basically for my own amusement, but this is Chelsea Clinton goes on a rant where she criticizes Secretary Kennedy for making America healthier. And I just want to say, vaccinated people get uglier by the minute. I mean, physically. Fatter, uglier, and older by the minute. Look how heinous this woman looks. Play for me.
RFK Jr. exactly wants there to be ongoing confusion and disorientation around vaccines and vaccinations. He's not at all troubled by there being kind of pushback. I really feel like we're living in the reality of those old ads around like the Holiday Inn Express, right? Where like the pilot is flying the plane and they're like, wait, do you know how to fly this plane? He's like, don't worry, I slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
I've never done this before, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Nothing matters, right? Facts don't matter to him. And certainly public health doesn't seem to matter to him. You know, they're trying to retrench on like food safety and food inspection, most notably on dairy products, mm-hmm. again, because like RFK Jr. thinks like raw milk is great. And I'm like, actually, I don't want my children to die of bovine tuberculosis or to have like, you know, less quote unquote, like onerous fruit and vegetable inspection. You're like, actually, like, I don't want anybody to die of salmonella either. I agree. Like everybody needs you know, more information always to be able to make the right choices for ourselves and our family. And also that information should come from experts and not like your Holiday Inn Express, like feeling.
So she, I mean, again, I could spend a half an hour and where all she's wrong about every last thing that she said there. But the only thing is, look at this. She looks like Gollum. She is transitioning into Gollum. Like, you know how Gollum, you know, got with the precious and he goes downhill? That's her. I mean, literally, the lies are her precious, and she is transitioning into Gollum. Not one thing she said was correct, but I'm not going to deep dive into that. Let's go to the next one. FBI. One thing, Will. Aaron, can you put the pic back up?
Oh, yeah.
Still have it? I just wanted to put that because Will came up with a brilliant piece of commentary while we were watching it. I just want everybody to know that we paid for her $20 million wedding.
My
we did. Hey, Aaron, tell the public from Chelsea that you appreciate it using Gollum's voice.
Thank you for paying for my wedding.
There you go. That, just so you know, we did, by the way. That's an absolute fact. It was funded by us, NGO, was used to fund her $20 million wedding. I just wanted you to know. I mean, I'm sure your wedding was close to $20 Lovely. Million, wasn't it? My wedding, you know what my wedding cost? $4,500. If that, maybe it was $3,500, might have been $3,500. But anyway, I just want everyone to know that you paid for Chelsea Clinton, who's a multi-hundred millionaire, but you paid for a wedding. I just wanted you to be aware of that. All right, let's go to the next one. FBI New York, along with EDNY News and something else, announced charges against Linda Sun, a former high-ranking New York state government employee, and her husband for accepting kickbacks in PPE fraud scheme. It's a COVID fraud. Look at the bottom. During a global pandemic, Linda Sun allegedly leveraged her authority with the New York state government to secretly steer contracts to select the PPE vendors. That's your masks and your gowns, all the stuff that wasn't needed at all, in exchange for millions of dollars in kickbacks to her and her husband. It's all a fraud. People, including Anthony Fauci, made hundreds and hundreds of billions off of this complete fraud pandemic, her being one of them. Glad the FBI is putting her in prison. Let's go to the next one. Mary Tally Bowden tweet, another COVID warrior stood in the truth, lost everything, stood in the truth. The reason they didn't vote on COVID shots at the ACIP meeting is because the CDC sets the agenda. We need to do a FOIA request to find out who set the agenda since we don't have a CDC director. But there is one that has been nominated. Go to the next one for me. CDC director, Susan Menarez. Here's how I summarize Susan Menarez. I'm gonna give it this nomination for CDC director. You couldn't have gone any worse. You couldn't have picked anybody worse. Scale of 1 to 10, negative 10. Susan Menarez is not the one you want to put in charge of the CDC. Why do we keep having wretched, horrible nominees? Why? Why is that? Who is it that's in Trump's ear telling him to nominate COVID whores and pimps? I'm just curious. The FDA has Susan Menarez. Quote, this is who's the nominee for CDC director. The FDA has approved the mRNA. This is what she said. The FDA has approved the mRNA vaccines as safe and has demonstrated efficacy associated with them. We can have that confidence. The confidence. This was just said in a meeting. This was just said in her her confirmation hearing. We're going to put this in charge of the CDC. We can have the confidence that we can put it in ourselves, get this, Aaron, and our children. Mm. Let me say that again. This is the nominee for the CDC. You know, let's just go back to Walensky then. I might as well just go right back to Walensky. Let's go back to Walensky then. The FDA has approved the mRNA vaccinations as safe and has demonstrated efficacy associated with where? What efficacy? And what safety is she talking about? We can have the confidence that, the verbiage here, that we can put it in. We can put it in ourselves and our children. Here's Senator Kennedy's response. I handpicked Susan.
Lovely.
How's that? How does that comport with his belief system? Because she is a longtime champion of MAHA values? Oh my gosh, I want to cuss right now.
Yeah, yeah.
What on earth is going on? And this is, okay, now, Aaron, Will, Does that make me anti-MAGA? I'm fake MAGA now.
Apparently.
I'm speaking against the Trump administration because I'm fake MAGA. Am I fake MAGA? Okay, how in the world do you put somebody in charge of the CDC who is espousing the efficacy and safety of the mRNA technology in the COVID vaccination? And she's handpicked. I mean, we have the confidence that we can put it in ourselves and our children. You can put it in your children? Does that make you fake MAGA out there, neocon MAGA morons? Does that make you fake MAGA now? Are you going to put it in your children? You going to put it in yourself? Go to the next one for me. Here's a subtweet from Secretary Kennedy. Ex-posts that erroneously attribute Biden-era tweets supporting mass lockdowns, vaccines, mandates, etc. to my CDC government nominee, Susan Menares. I just freaking quoted her. That's her quote. Put it in. It's safe to put it in yourself and put it in your kids. How's that? How am I falsely attributing to her? Her pro-vaccine stance. Director nominee Susan Menares has understandably provoked agita within the MAGA movement. I handpicked Susan for this job because she is a longtime champion of MAGA values, really. And a caring, compassionate, brilliant microbiologist. And a tech wizard who will reorient CDC towards public health and goal, really, as she espouses the COVID-19 vaccination. Aaron, correct me wrong. Didn't we spend the last 5 years with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. espousing the exact opposite of what his CDC nominee is saying?
Yep.
Freaking unbelievable, man. Freaking people piss me off to no end. All right, let's go to the next one. CDC video. Chief Nerd video. CDC director nominee Susan Menares. Here it is. Play for me.
Any thoughts about the safety of mRNA vaccine in general?
The FDA has, in the production of the COVID-19 vaccine, had approved the mRNA vaccines as safe and had demonstrated efficacy associated with them.
So you would not be prejudiced from the get-go against such a platform, such a vaccine built upon a platform, whether it's for COVID, flu, for Lyme disease, or anything else?
That is why I have no a priori prejudice against the mRNA platform or any other approach that is being taken to develop vaccines. And that is why we have safety and efficacy standards that the FDA puts in place for any of these medical product trials to ensure that anything that is being developed, we can have the confidence that we can put it in ourselves and our children, our family.
So then you, as the CDC director, responsible for setting the ACIP agenda, would not shrink from the recommendation of such a vaccine. Would you also recommend that the 17 members be constituted with those who actually have experience with mRNA research and could know both sides of the safety discussion?
Yeah, we absolutely need highly trained scientists and medical professionals to be able to participate in the ACIP meeting. If they don't have deep technical knowledge in mRNA, they have to be able to understand complicated scientific information, and they have to have the temerity to ask questions to make sure that they have clarity of understanding of information that is being presented to them.
So you wouldn't be prejudiced against the mRNA technology. You asked me that question. Yeah, you know what? I'm a racist against it. Yes, I'm president. I am absolutely prejudiced against it. That's what she should have said. mRNA technology is an abject failure. It was never meant to be used the way that it's being used, just like PCR was never meant to be used the way that it was used. And it was used by all the propagandists, all the fraudsters and all the hucksters like Anthony Fauci. And I guess like Susan Menares. And like Aaron said, we were watching it. You know what? We're all anti-mRNA until RFK says we're pro-mRNA, or until we get into power. Now we're pro-mRNA. What is going on here? mRNA technology is an absolute disaster. 35 million excess deaths from the Society of Actuaries, and that only covers people with life insurance policies. How many people is it actually killed? We've seen now the excess death rates in working age Americans is up 32% since the vaccinations because 80% of our populace took the vaccination. Unbelievable. So let's hear what the experts have to say about it. We know where Susan Menares stands. So where does Peter McCullough stand? Peter McCullough video, play for me.
So Should I be really disappointed in RFK Jr. right now?
Well, you know, this is what I think, Grant. You know, he was a vocal critic of vaccines and COVID-19 vaccines before he came into office. Now he hasn't said boo on the COVID vaccines. You know they did restrict the recommendations. So they're not recommended for children or pregnant women anymore. But still, the current FDA recommendations says that a third of Americans should be taking COVID shots. Still, Grant, it's way less than 15%. None of us are going to take these shots. So the FDA and RFK, you know, they're in a sense not in touch with reality. This is my observation. Not a single country in the world has initiated a safety review of the COVID vaccines, and not a single country has pulled them off the market. I think Trump and RFK and Macri, they act like they're taking orders from somebody.
Is it big pharma?
Well, listen, in my book, I outline a biopharmaceutical complex, a pretty powerful cartel of non-governmental organizations, regulatory agencies, pharmaceuticals. We know Trump is friends with Bill Gates. Trump loves to be friends with people who are wealthier than him and more powerful than him. And you know what? It looks like Trump and our government apparatus is taking orders from somebody, just like the French and everybody else are.
Yeah, mysteriously quiet all of a sudden. Go to the next one for me, Will. A human perspective video. Most of my page. So again, Susan Menares, the new nominee for CDC director, handpicked by RFK Jr., who loves our mRNA technology suddenly. I mean, I heard RFK Jr. over 5 years hates it and then nominates a whore for it. Amazing. Maybe it's just because everybody's just a liar. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Human perspective video. Most of my patients are now vaccine damaged. Susan Menares, play for me.
We certainly know it can last at least 2 years and probably 4 years from some studies that have been done. And I'm seeing patients who have, well, it's a new phenomenon for us. Most of my patients now are vaccine damaged. It's totally changed the pattern of my own practice. They say, how long am I going to have this problem? And I say, I don't know. I can help you control this. And we can do this quite effectively, but I don't know how long. Sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes a year, sometimes 2 years, and sometimes a lot longer.
Which is a remarkable fact. I mean, I remember the early days when we were told, well, okay, this is a new technology, but mRNA doesn't last very long in the body.
The vaccine took my immune system and just shook it around again. And that's still going on. So, and I thought, okay. And I went and had the jab. Within several hours, I was shaking like a leaf. And I went to bed early, and I couldn't get warm. And I did. And I thought, am I running a fever? I was boiling hot and sweating, and then I was cold. I was out for the count for about a week. I lost the use of my hands for about 3 weeks. So I thought I was in real trouble.
Do you feel like you were made aware of those risks beforehand?
Oh, God, no. God, no, I didn't even know there was a yellow card report. That was what frightened me the most, medically, health-wise. I mean, to touch the guitar, to play the guitar, is not fun, and it's something I do, when I put it down, it's there until I go to bed, and I take sleeping pills because I can't sleep because of the pain. By then, I realized I wasn't the only one that was suffering adverse reactions, and I can't touch anything cold or hot. I have to use these, otherwise my hands will begin to burn and they'll stay burnt all day. What really got me was ethnic minority celebrities guilt-tripping their own community. That made me so angry. That's when it steps into sadism for me, the photographs of the people on buses with masks on saying, don't let their sacrifice be in vain. Phew, that's bad. It's very dark. It's very dark. It's victimization is what it is.
And God bless Eric Clapton for actually speaking out, because that can really cost you, obviously, in this world. You know what? You need to pay the price. Everyone needs to speak the truth and not worry about the consequences. Amen. And Susan Menares is a horrible, horrible choice. And listen, if you know anybody or you can get the word out, if you're a power broker, you're watching this, word needs to get to Trump that that is a wretched, horrible pick. And I don't care that RFK Jr. picked her either. All right, that's it. Heading into the weekend. Rumble Rants tonight, US Abby Girl, $50. Thank you so much. PSU is quintessential, $47. Nate Dad won, $20. BP2, Tim 17, $5. Skunk 71, $5. Thank you guys in the rant. Thank you guys in the chat. Join us. I'm not going to see you until Sunday morning. If you join us at church this Sunday morning, make sure you're there. Again, Trump's great. Trump administration's great. But he's not Jesus. You got to have a savior. Don't be a sycophant for anybody but Jesus. Join us. Foundation Church, you want a church like this podcast, Foundation Church is the church for you. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll see me take the stage around 11. You'll see Aaron leading worship around 10:15. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Have a great 4th of July. If I don't see you on Sunday morning, I'll see you on Monday night at 9 o'clock. God bless you guys, and have a great 4th of July.